my friends, and I'm back at it once again with the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are a fantastic day today. I got a bunch of funny emails about Stetson. Yeah, he didn't know where he was at in here. It's the first time he's really been in here. He's looking at all the lights and all the cameras. You know, it's overwhelming. And he's a big boy for two, but he's not that big. He had a big jacket on that made him look bigger than it was. Somebody goes, "What are you feeding that kid? He's big as you are." he's in good shape. He's big. But he had a jacket on, too, so it made it look even bigger. So he enjoyed that yesterday.
He does love to drink organic, certified, raw.
Oh, all day long. That day eggs. Long. Eggs and beef.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs every morning in order to get large.
The thing is, though, he's funny about his eggs. So I'll make him like 2 whole eggs in the morning. The kid will eat 2 whole eggs. But he has to have a copious amount of organic cheese on it. So the other day, I gave him 2 eggs, just salt and pepper. I put them on his plate, and he looks at me. I said, "Your eggs, bud." He's the whole back to me.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, your cheese." And he starts laughing and giggling. So I put a bunch of cheese on it, mix it all up. Dude scarfs it all down. Eats all the chow. I'm like, "Okay, bud, we're good on that."
He's your boy, bud.
I know. Now, I need a favor from you guys. I don't ask you guys for much help, but occasionally I do. I vote for the product of the week that always shows up on here at Health Masters, Team Health Masters. And I'm in a predicament because, you see, the CoQ10 and the multiple capsules keep going back and forth, first and second place. Now, CoQ10 ubiquinol is a really good formula. It's one of the most important formulas I take for my cardiac health. But the Ultimate Multiple is also a really important formula that I take every single day. So I need you guys to go in here and do a landscape tiebreaker, because Ultimate Multiple is winning last night. Now, CoQ10's winning this morning. Ultimate Multiple will probably be up again tonight. And somebody's got to win, because if it's a tiebreaker, well, then I'm going to put, like, Cholesterol X on, which apparently you guys love that one.
Zero.
And I have, and here's the thing I found with Cholesterol X. Here's the issue. All my customers that start taking the fish oil and they start taking the supplements and Cholesterol X and start eating clean, they go back to the doctor and the cholesterol's perfect. And they're like, "Austin, I don't need Cholesterol X anymore." I know. It's crazy how that works, right? When you eat clean and take supplements. So it's a popular product for people that need it when they need it. But at the end of the day, you'll realize once you start eating a lot of, gosh, am I saying this, organic butter and whole eggs and supplementation like omega-3 fats, your cholesterol just kind of gets good.
And organic vegetables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy. I've had so many customers over the years fight cholesterol, and their doctors want to put them on statins. And by the way, I'm doing a huge statin email this week. A whole bunch of more research has come out again on statins and all the other things you can do besides take statins. So I got a cool article, so be sure you sign up for the newsletter on that. But it's ironic to me when people come to me and they go, "You know, it's all crazy, Austin. You know, I'm not eating, you know, McDonald's and Taco Bell anymore. I'm taking supplements and my blood levels are great. My triglycerides are good." Imagine that.
I've got the perfect segue. I have an article on how your brain declines with age dramatically and how to stop it.
I like that.
And one of the key things is you don't use statin drugs.
There you go. Let's hear it.
You know, because, I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, when you take statin drugs, your brain goes to mush because it really screws up cholesterol, and your brain is made primarily of fat.
It has to have fat. It's got to have omega-3 fats. That concept, it just eludes so many people. They sit there going, "Oh, my cholesterol needs to be at 120. I'm like, "No, it doesn't. That's horrible."
As your cholesterol drops under 200, all disease rates go up and cancer goes through the roof, especially if you go under 100. I'm telling you, if you don't want cancer, you got to keep your cholesterol up.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, staying away from seed oils, omega-6 oils, you know, soybean oil.
Those are not good fats.
Those are really bad fats. You don't need to put those in your body at all, ever.
Ever.
Okay? So that's why that's the linchpin. That's the thing that you say, "I'm not going to eat this," when you go to a restaurant. If they say, if it's in canola oil. I remember years ago, I went to a Westin over on Clearwater Beach, and we spent the night over there. We were visiting a friend, and I remember I asked them to cook my eggs in real butter in the morning, and I said, "I do not use canola oil," and they always use canola oil.
Oh, yeah. Or a mix of soybean canola oil.
It's always canola oil, and you can always tell it's canola oil because the eggs are real slippery.
Super slippery. They're almost like floating
in
oil.
And they're slimy. Yeah. Yep. And so the guy, so he brings it back out to me, and sure enough, it's slippery and slimy. And I looked at him, I said, "Dude, you cooked this in canola oil." He goes, "Well, what we use in the back," and I'm like, I asked you, do you have butter? You said you did. And I asked if you'd cook mine, and what happened? He just forgot. I guarantee that's what happened. And because, you know, nobody's that incompetent. And so I asked to get him over again. He got all mad. I mean, he got mad. And I said, I don't think you understand. I said, I am allergic to canola oil. I cannot have this. And I remember he got so upset, he went back to the kitchen, and I got up and left. Because by the time you talk to somebody, you know, who's a server and something goes bad with it like that, you don't know what they're going to do to the food in the bag.
I worked in a restaurant for a year and a half. I never did anything to anybody. Steak and Shake was a great restaurant. We took care of everybody back in the day.
Yeah.
But I'm the same way.
But no, but sideways, I remember one time I was working at Burger Queen.
The Queen, not the King?
No, it was Burger Queen. It was over Winter Haven. Had the Imperial Burger and all, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. That's out of business. Long gone again. And I remember some guy in the back got mad at somebody at the counter, and he threw the burger on the floor. And he stepped on it.
In the back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he bragged about it. And then another one took a burger and stuck it and put it in his armpit.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen it all in the back. And I'm like, make sure I never, ever eat here. And then he threw it back on the grill after it was in his armpit. You think, oh, hey, people, look, I saw it happen. Okay, I saw it happen. And then, so you think, when you tell somebody that you really can't do something, so I told him, I said, I'm just going to, and the guy got so adamant with me because I didn't want to wait because I had a podcast. You know, we had the podcast. It was only like 9:30. I had to get ready for the show. So, Sharon was with me. I said, let's go back to the room. And on the way to the room, we passed the front desk, and I complained about the guy. I said, look, you know, this guy needs to chill us out a little bit, not act like this. About that time, the guy comes running over to the front desk. The waiter does. And, I mean, he's unbelievably upset. And I'm like, this is like a bad fairy tale. It's a nightmare. And so finally, the doggone hotel manager comes out because the guy's pitching a scream. Now, he wasn't screaming, but he was fussing. And about the eggs. I mean, we're talking eggs. And finally, the manager says, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go in the back. I'll make sure the eggs are fine and nobody's going to do anything to them. Because I told him I wanted to. I can't even believe I'm talking about this story. And so, sure enough, about 10 minutes later, the eggs come up to the room. Okay, and they were in butter. And I ate them, and I'm still alive, so they must have not done something to them. And it was a great hotel. It's no longer there now. It's a different hotel now. And but it's one of those things that, you know, that's how adamant I am about using omega-6 oils. If you want to make your blood real thick and real sludgy, use omega-6 oils. It's one of the worst things you can do. It's like turning your blood to jello. And now your heart's having a pound trying to pump this stuff through your blood. It's like WD-40, for heaven's sakes. I mean, it's just not a healthy oil. Canola oil basically is from the rapeseed plant, and it was used for shellacs and lacquers.
It's actually an automotive lubricant,
yeah,
wasn't it? Yeah,
but they had to change it, not make it. They had to make it so it wasn't poisonous.
Poisonous, right? Because canola oil, rapeseed oil, kill you.
It's poisonous. Yeah. And so I said, don't put that mess in your body.
To my knowledge, I think they have to hit a bunch of solvents with it. Bunch of solvents, a bunch of chemicals to clean it out to take the poison part of canola oil out of it.
Here's the article. I want to read you part of this. Cognitive decline speeds up at three particular ages: 57, okay, 70. And 78. Those are the three big drops off as far as when you're getting older. It says cognitive decline is natural. No, it doesn't have to be natural. It's what they're saying because of people's attitudes and lifestyle choices. It starts to subtly set you up by your 40s, Austin. You're almost there. And by your mid-50s, it's perfectly normal to find yourself standing in the middle of a room scratching your head saying, now why in the world did I come in here? Okay. Why did the odd middle life memory lapse as a normal part of the aging process occur? A 2025 study found there are three distinct peaks when the cognitive decline is more evident in all of us. However, these clear spikes are seen at those ages significantly more pronounced in some people, and the reason is simple: lifestyle. Yep. It's the choices that you make. The Chinese study published in the journal Nature Aging measured levels in the brain of 13 proteins that are associated with accelerated brain aging and neurodegeneration. What's interesting is that the peaks are related to shifts in our lives, from the midlife drop to our hormones to the impact of retirement. The downstream effect they have on our brain is evident for years afterwards, but that's not to say their impact is out of our hands. And they talk about different people from different, they talk about different brain boosts and supplements and mental actions and physical stuff. She goes this: the key ages or begin when we see radical brain changes. At 57, it's about how well we've managed the physical changes that come with middle age and menopause. It's at 70, it's about how well we have kept our brain stimulated in the run-up and post-requirement. And at 78, it's related to the levels of those cognitive reserves we have built up by challenging ourselves to do hard things. Just like we make sure we maintain healthy cholesterol long before it causes issues, so too by adopting lifestyle changes at least 10 years before these peaks are described in the study can change our future. And it starts talking about how the brain can shrink. Now, remember, we talked just a few weeks ago about how one of the primary things that you can do is to take creatine if you're concerned about a shrinking brain. Now, the shrinking brain phenomenon is very, very real, by the way. You see it in nursing homes all the time. In a nursing home, they really reduce the amount of water they give a patient in a nursing home because the person is using the bathroom a lot of times in the bed. They can't go to the bathroom, and they don't want to be cleaning their sheets constantly or changing their adult diapers. What a horrible way to end your life, by the way, as far as dying that way. But what happens is if you keep your brain filled with fluid and keep your brain filled with fat and don't do a bunch of statin drugs, your brain can maintain the elasticity that it needs, the neuroplasticity, in order to continue to function as you get older. That's why I take the creatine every day. It says at 57, your brain is shrinking. The process starts as early as 30. But now it's the reduction of the brain volume is clear because it's diminishing white matter, the network of nerve fibers, which allows the different brain regions to communicate with each other. In short, your broadband is slowing down. You're basically your computer shutting down. The natural decline is exacerbated by the middle age spread, Dr. Sabine says, longevity doctor. And when you increase the amount of fat around your body, and it's basically inflammatory, Austin, and this inflammation from this fat can also cause brain damage. What can you do about it? It says healthy people. It was clear that poor lifestyle choices of people with the worst levels of proteins have a huge impact, but it works the other way too. Studies show exercise, here we go, is incredibly neuroprotective. We've talked about that repeatedly on the show. For example, it increases the size of the hippocampus and improves memory. Professor Shakinan keeps the advice simple. It's time to start and keep exercising, which has many benefits, including bone density and preventing depression. The data shows that any exercise that raises your heart rate a bit is better than being sedentary. Yeah. So the best exercise regime to do that is that you can stick to. Now, I'm going to stop this for a second. The best exercise regime that you can do is the one you can stick to.
That is accurate.
You know, it's the consistency. It's the consistency over the long period of time that gives you consistent results. Don't go to the gym, which a lot of you have already done this year, and work out for a week or 2 weeks, and all of a sudden you say, I don't want to do this anymore. This hurts too bad. I can't tell you how many times, Austin, I've had people come to the gym with me over the last, whatever, 60 years, and all, and, well, 55 years, and basically work out one time.
Yep.
One time or two times. Oh, I don't like this. This isn't fun. I'm sore. You're supposed to get sore. That's why they call it exercise. It's supposed to push your body past where your body normally goes. And when you push those muscles, you cause muscular hypertrophy. The muscles grow. This is one of the biggest reasons that people, when they age, Austin, and as you guys know, they start to shrink up, is because they stop working out.
Yeah, and a lot of it, too. So there's another, made another fifth food. Inadequate protein intake.
Well, that's right.
Is not exercising, yeah, being completely sedentary, and not eating enough protein.
And not feeding your mitochondria. Yeah. You got to give your mitochondria and B complex every single day. That's why, and a lot of reasons people start doing that is they suck down coffee all the time. And instead of purple sticks. Purple sticks are good for you, but coffee's bad for you. And the crazy part about it is when you watch how they treat themselves. Now, I saw this at my mom's bar, right, in our German beer tavern. I could not believe how quickly people aged, Austin.
Yeah.
And it started at 40. They're right about it in this article. I mean, it started at 40. There was one guy we knew, and his name was Vernon. Great pool player, great guy, great personality. Worked for the railroad. I mean, he's a great man. I really liked him. But, you know, he was playing pool with me, doing all this stuff, having great times. He was about 45. He had his first stroke.
Wow.
He had his first stroke. And that was it. Then he got cancer. He had a stroke. Then he's dead. I mean, he died like at 50. And I thought to myself, what the heck just happened to Vernon? And you start realizing it's that lifestyle choice. Let's go out and get drunk every night. It's great. No, it's not great. Alcohol's a neurotoxin.
It's a fact.
Oh my gosh! And you know, and it starts talking. The other thing, it starts talking about metabolism, keeping your Alzheimer's risk low. It starts talking about, you know, different things in your brain. It talks about taking supplements, maintain your healthy hormones, and then it talks about the retirement effect. Here we go. At 70, we start to see the most well-known of the 13 proteins associated with cognitive decline drop. There is critical cortical thinning that leads to reduced synaptic connections in the areas of the brain. And a decade before 70, when we really start to see these neural pathways suffer as a result of lowered stimulation levels. Here we go. It's the retirement effect, they say.
Not being stimulated anymore.
Yeah, people say to me, when are you going to stop doing the podcast? When I'm in heaven. So if I'm not here doing the podcast on a regular basis,
I don't want to do it by myself. It's too much work. Well, solo.
I'll get it. What I'll do, I'll take my phone with me
yeah.
to heaven. And we could do it.
That would be wild.
And we can do a hookup. And I say, this is Ted reporting from heaven, and it's real.
Everybody's going to be like, all right, go put Austin in the padded bus. I got Ted here from heaven right now talking. All right, Austin, we've had enough.
But that's the thing. I have a friend of mine. He owns a tire company over there in Haines City. And I'll never forget, his father basically retired, you know, when he was like right before his 65th birthday. They had a 65th birthday party for him. You know who I'm talking about. He died on his birthday. Yeah. He died on his 65th. And you're like, that's awful. You work your whole life. And let me ask you a question about this. This is important. If you hate your job so much, all you want to do is retire, why don't you get another job?
Yeah. Change directions.
I mean, if it's that bad, I mean, if your life is so horrible that all you want to do is retire and quit and sit around the house and do nothing, or chase a little white ball around the golf course, which, gosh, that's boring to me. I'd rather play pool than do that. You know, you think, well, you got exercise. No, you don't. You walk from your golf cart 10 feet and you hit the ball.
The pro tours, they do have to walk. They don't have golf carts on pro tours.
No, our listeners aren't doing that. They're smarter than that. They're going to ride.
They're going to get the golf. Every time I've gone golfing, I know you're going to ride. Cart.
Now, some of you may decide to walk every once in a while, but if it's Florida and it's 95 degrees. And it's
pro tours in the summer, that's hot.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
98 degrees in August at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I remember up in Ocala, they've got the, this is funny, they've got the lesbian golf group. They got this big lesbian group up there. They always tee off at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, in the summer. And I'm like, that's because nobody else wants that slot. It's unbelievable. It's horrible. But anyhow, what you can do about it is continue to take your supplements, take your magnesium brain food. Cognitive reserves describes our resilience to brain deterioration. You've got to store that up and start with. It begins in childhood. And it says it's very, very important. It says drinking of alcohol is undeniably a problem. Most people enjoy it, but it is a neurotoxin, and so you don't need to be doing it. And then it talks about how your brain really starts aging rapidly at 78. It says there's an accumulation of proteins linked to inflammation, and cognitive reserves are starting to run out. And you see that over and over and over again. You see somebody, they're really active, they're really running around, they're doing things. They hit about 80, pop. It's like I've got a neighbor right down the street. He's 80 now.
Yeah.
Now, he's meaner than a snake in a doggone wagon rut about to get killed. He is mean. And he's still mean, okay? He's 80, but he has really deteriorated. Now he's got cancer. Now he's got diabetes. I mean, you name it, he has it on his checklist. Now they've got him on experimental drugs for cancer. But, you know, the problem is that he has, you can see the massive, massive decline. People say, well, he just got old. You don't have to get old that fast overnight like that, but you got to take care of yourself. And it says also avoid too many of those things in our environment that are foreign to DNA, unnatural substances, body sees as a threat. Now we're talking about all these different food additives and chemicals.
Yep.
And we know all about the toxins of cigarettes and alcohol, but there are other risks from food packaging and to deodorants and mattresses and take away coffee. It says don't use a hot liquid and suck plastic through it. You get microplastics in your body. And he is right about that. And he says dementia is finding a fitness regime that you love isn't the only way to stave off dementia. In this piece, you have 12 steps can help reboot the brain, and leading experts reveal the habits they do every day to keep dementia at bay. Always remember, there are certain things that you can do to stay healthy all the days of your life. You really can. And one of them is exercise. And another thing is making sure that you take supplements on an ongoing basis. Because if you don't do it, you're not going to get the nutrients and the nutrient density high enough. Now, it's also some of these other things they're saying is get a dog or cat.
Oh, like dogs.
Yeah, well, dogs. Especially if you're alone, if your spouse has passed away. Play memory games. Start the day with scrambled eggs. Whoa,
lecithin and egg yolks are structurally similar to phospholipids in the brain.
It says the protein-based eggs, cheese, protein shake, helps keep our blood sugar and energy levels constant. It says that in this article I'm reading. I'm going to post it for you guys. Research published in May of 2023 in the Journal of JCI Insight found elevated blood glucose and increased sugar take over time can lead to proliferation of amyloid plaques in the brain. Wow, it says Alzheimer's is not called type 3 diabetes without a reason. You know, he says we have to keep our blood sugar stabilized to keep the insulin down. It's saying right here in this article on 12 steps that experts have found out, eat eggs in the morning cooked in butter. Take vitamin D3, K2, manage your stress. Okay, ladies, guys, this is important. You listening, Austin? This is for all of us on this one. If you have something you want to discuss with your spouse that could cause conflict, or your significant other, whatever you call it, Don't do it 5 minutes before you go to sleep.
Oh, my gosh. Just had this conversation with a friend of mine.
Don't do it.
The entire day lapses. You're about to pass out. By the way, we need to talk about something. It's 12:30 a.m. You could have asked me this at 6 p.m.
You guys are laughing because you know I'm right. Okay. I remember with Sharon. I remember years. Oh, God, this is 20, 30 years ago. So I was doing seminars. For some reason, I'd get up in the morning or go to bed at night, and right before I go to bed, and I had to leave the next morning, like at 6 o'clock in the morning, I had to get up and get up to an airplane to go fly somewhere. She'd start a fight. I mean about nothing. And finally, I told her after about the 10th time she did this, I said, "What are you doing? And why are you picking Mike before you go to bed to do this?" I said, "Why are you doing this?" And she goes, "Am I doing that?" I said, "Yeah, you're doing that. Why don't you just let me sleep? And we can talk about it when I get back from the seminar." I said, "But I've got to be cognitively ready to do this seminar, speak to 30,000 people. You're not going with me this time because you're taking care of Austin. It's too far to drive. So I'm going by myself. Why do we have to fight before I leave?" And finally she said, "You know," she said, "Ted, you're right. I'm not going to do that." And she didn't. She didn't do it after that.
Well, I've looked that up before. And it has something to do with the brain trying to process different types of conflict throughout the day. And when it doesn't get resolved, in some cases, and a lot of times for some reason this is with females, not trans all the time.
We're not picking on your girls.
They want to close basically their day out, and they haven't basically gotten stuff off. And so they want to bring it up and finally close it out for the day. The problem is if you got something to say, communicate. I'm 100% about communication. But my gosh, don't wait till it's 12:30 in the a.m. when I'm about to pass out.
Your eyes are closing now.
Melatonin's kicked in.
Your mushrooms have kicked in. The brain food magnesium's kicked in. The magnesium glycinate's kicked in. The total rest has kicked in. You're laying out there. You're about to crash out. All of a sudden, why'd you say that today?
Two in the afternoon.
And all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose, and you're like, why did you do this?
I didn't want to sleep anyways tonight.
So it says manage stress, and it's so true. And it says also next, manage your sleep. Make sure you get enough sleep. It says read hard copy books, magazines, and newspapers. And the reason for that is it's easier on your eyes.
That's exactly what I was about to say. The problem is, you know, I get like the little Kindle books and all the iPads and all that. The problem is reading screens all day gets excessively rough on your eyes when you do it long term.
And it says get a hobby. Learn to fly an airplane.
There you go.
Maybe something not.
A little high risk.
Yeah. I don't want you guys checking out on me. Reading the obituaries of famous people, you may have noticed they're often quite old because they had an intense interest.
What?
I wouldn't read obituaries.
That's pretty dark.
I wish I would have read that sentence before I read it. Yeah, that was bad.
you pre-read any other ones on there?
Yeah, I'm stopping here. I'm writing my 4K. Now, listen to this one. Wear socks in bed.
I hate socks in bed.
Me too.
I hate them.
Now, if it's real cold, I mean, if it plummets down to 60 and the room is like 62 degrees, okay, maybe.
I can't for the life of me keep a pair of socks on. If I wear socks at night in bed, I'm invariably always off.
I'm okay with socks if it's real cold, okay, in the 60s. You guys are all laughing at me now. A good night's sleep is important for brain health and helping prevent toxic healing in the brain, clearing problematic debris, et cetera, out of the body. It helps maintain healthy blood pressure and weight. Yeah. Your body doesn't heal during the day, so it heals at night. She recommends keeping your feet warm if you want to go to sleep as soon as your head hits the pillow. Cold feet can keep you awake because you haven't been able to relax enough for your brain to turn off, which is why you shouldn't do emails or look at your phone or computer several hours before you go to bed because of the blue light. Also put blue light filters on your pad. You also want to eat early in the evening. You won't sleep well on a full stomach. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second. Now, that's true. You don't want to gorge yourself right before you go to bed. No. Okay, because you'll end up with acid reflux.
That's a fact.
But a couple eggs before you go to bed?
I usually use about an hour and a half, 2 hours before I go to bed. A
couple eggs before you go to bed.
That's good because
you got the fat, you got the protein, and it helps. It keeps the cortisol down because you don't wake up in the middle of the night hungry.
Especially if you're exercising, you need to recover. Yeah. That's one of the key factors because when your body starts training hard and it's got to recover, it's got to rebuild muscle tissue, it's got to repair, you've got to have adequate protein throughout the night. Obviously, like you said, you don't want to gorge some massive meal before you go to bed, but like two, three, four eggs, depending on what your goals are, about 2 hours before bed, you'll sleep like a baby.
Now, it says start gardening. I disagree with that 100% because I live in Florida.
Well, I was about to say we're in Florida.
Now, if I lived up north someplace and it was nice in the afternoons, you go out there and puddle around the garden. One thing. Here.
Trying to keep stuff alive.
No, trying to keep stuff alive in July and August down here and trying to stay alive with the with the attack of never-ending relentless mosquitoes with proboscis about that long trying to fly over you and inject you with all kinds of stuff they've gotten from other animals, and then you're dealing with that. And then now you got the occasional water moccasin walk crawls up and says, what are you doing here, dummy? This is Florida. You aren't even supposed to be here right now. You're supposed to be dead. And then the alligator walks up to you and goes, dude, are you kidding me? You're on your knees out here, and you're on a garden. Why are you here? You are really easy prey to me. And let's not forget all of the other things and birds of prey that fly over your head constantly here. And you think to yourself, what am I doing out here? And then you have to fight the never-ending attack of rabbits at night.
Rabbits?
Oh, yeah, they're constantly eating your food. Your
garden. They eat everything all
the
time.
They eat everything. I mean,
all the food, all the carrots.
Okay, you got to remember, a breeding pair of rabbits left unattended with ample food and water within 3 to 4 years create like 1 million rabbits. And that's not an exaggeration. It's geometric growth. And what ends up happening is you're fighting all of that stuff. So to me, when you start a garden in Florida, you massively increase your stress levels and your cortisol. So
well, the mosquito made me laugh. The, remember the first Jumanji, the very first one, not the gay one. The first one with there's that room. This mosquito's coming. This guy's like 12-inch hypodermic needles.
On big one. They call the proboscis, by the way. And you're like, and remember that when that mosquito sticks that proboscis in an animal, he has to stick an anti-clotting agent into the animal that he bites, and then basically that proboscis is filled with blood that he sucks out of the other animal. Well, when he comes to you next and he looks at you and he goes, I think I'm going to go ahead and go after this dude. He comes after you with that same proboscis. It still has the other person's blood as a residue in it. And he injects that proboscis into you and injects part of that blood into you. That's why mosquitoes are so dangerous, and they cause things like malaria and other things, because they're injecting it from one infected person into another infected person. Like also, so they're flying hypodermic needles. And then every once in a while you get these Aedes aegyptis.
Yeah.
These are big, nasty, ugly-looking things. And they fly over you, and they hover. And they look at you, and they're looking at your CO2 levels. And they're coming in, oh, there's a human being. This is great. He's stupid enough to be outside right now in Florida. We're going to jump on him. We looked at a house one time up north of Polk City in the Green Swamp.
Yeah.
The guy put like 300 loads of fill in to build the house. Done everything without permits. Got himself busted out. He goes, but I felt bad for him. He was trying to sell this place, and there were all kinds of state people after him because he had filled in the Green Swamp. And I remember we walked outside after we looked at the inside of the house, and here they come. The 80s Egyptis. They sound like helicopters coming in. And I looked at him. I said, dude, the mosquitoes are on the way. He goes, well, yeah, we've got a problem with those. I said, why didn't you put up a screen room? And no.
Please see real quick. This is it.
It's okay. Just a bug. But we're safe in here. See? We're fine. Stay low. You can't get through there too far, okay? Don't you worry. We're fine. You can't
get it. Looks like an 80s Egyptian.
You know how to drive?
That's a classic movie with Tim Robbins.
That's Florida.
We're safe.
That's gardening in Florida. And then he said, well, we'll do it inside of the screen room. You can put a garden inside the screen
room. Now, that actually is a lot better.
But you have to pollinate the plants because of the lack of insects. You got to go do that. So, but that is better in Florida, and it keeps the things alive, especially in the heat of the summer. But then you got to soak down a mosquito repellent, which can be really toxic.
And, 100% deep.
Oh, my gosh. But, it's unbelievable. You know, every once in a while, I go down to the dock at night. And I was down there the other night, and the neighbors were sitting on the lakefront, and I'm on the dock, and I'm sitting there watching the sunset. And all of a sudden, they're slinging and flailing. They run up to their house, and they yell, you brought the mosquitoes with you. And I thought, I don't bring anything about that. I said, but they haven't got to the dock yet.
Yeah. Well,
about 30 seconds later, they're at the dock. And so you learn about gardening in Florida very, very, very quickly. So I don't recommend that one. What's your next story?
Must be fun today. Yeah, good show on that day. And you know, there's a lot of different products we have as far as on the site. If you want to look those up, as far as in the search that goes into different products like the magnesium brain food, on the screen up, the magnesium brain food. You've got also to the memory support. This is a fantastic product that I feel like is probably underrated. It's got a couple reviews on it, but it works really good with the nutritional basis on it, with the carnitine, N-acetylcysteine, the ginkgo, the bacopa, the phosphatidylserine, the resveratrol, the huperzine. This is a really good formula that, again, I think a lot of people, when they try it, they get good results from it. And so that's one of the reasons why we put this formula together a while back ago. So be sure to check it out at Health Masters with the memory support and a host of other supplements we have, and especially one of the best sellers, We got a bunch of kits on here, a bunch of products, including, where'd it go? I had it here a second ago. The Omega 3 Fast. Norwegian Omega 3 is a really, really important one when it comes to brain health. We've talked about that so many times. So lots of stuff on here. Also, too, in other news, this is something I wanted to cover because this is a topic that I've been asking, and nobody's really been able to give me an answer, is these massive data centers that are being put up all across the country. We know they're using enormous amounts of silver. I've got more firsthand from that. They're using massive amounts of copper. They're using all this material up. But what a lot of people have been discussing is what's happening to the electric bills, because these AI data centers are literally sucking enormous amounts of power from the electric grid. So the electric grids are having to expand. Well, then they're passing on the power increase to all the citizens, which is complete BS. Let's be real. Where's the real basis of AI that everybody needs this? Why is it that these data centers are getting all these federal grants? Why is it that the federal government's working on $500 billion, $500 billion in investing in AI data centers across the country? Now Trump's coming out now, and he's saying that they're going to go in and they're going to address data centers pushing up electricity bills. So the president said tech companies building data centers must pay their own way and not push up power costs for Americans. We'll see if that actually happens. The problem is long-term with this. He goes, I never want Americans to pay higher electric bills because of data centers. Well, it's already happening, Trump. Therefore, my administration is working with major technology companies to secure their commitment to the American people. We'll have to announce in the coming weeks. He came out now and he says data centers are key to this boom and keep Americans free and secure, but these big technology companies who built them must pay their own way. Now, first off, I have to correct this. It's not keeping Americans free and secure. These AI data centers, as you already know, the base aspect of them is data collection, analyzing data and analytics and algorithms, and basically enabled to produce predictive programming. That's where they're going with these AI data centers. It's nothing about free and secure. These centers are doing everything they can to do all types of data recognition on everybody. I've talked about it in detail on the show. That's why I tell you, if you got a phone, keep the selfie camera covered up. Everybody goes, oh, you're being paranoid. I'm not being paranoid. I've seen the data behind the scenes what these guys cover. They tell you the terms and conditions on the social media platforms that they record and they listen and they watch everything on your phone. Turn your microphone off and turn your camera off, and better yet, cover the camera up so they don't have footage on it. They use it to do predictive programming on social media. They watch your pupil dilation, whether you smile, whether you frown, whether you're mad, whether you're sad, whether you're happy. They do all that so they can literally predict every single post you scroll through, whether you like it, whether you hate it, whether you love it, and they do all that in algorithm and run it through these data centers. So on top of that now, this is interesting. This article is coming up here. It says, multi-billion dollar AI factory farms are sprouting up in rural America. Who's paying for them and who benefits? If taxpayers are subsidizing these massive data centers, which we are, will the projected market for increasing algorithms actually come? Many within the AI industry don't think so. And they're suggesting we should have learned from the Enron scandal and the EV market, which is even worse, that this is going to be another meltdown. Now, whether or not this is accurate or not, and this is my opinion on it, I think this whole thing with AI is another EV push. I think it's another fad. I don't think it's sustainable. I don't think they can keep these centers cash flowing, quite frankly. And I sure as heck don't think they can keep them full of power. They've already said now a lot of these areas, these data centers have to use millions and millions and millions of gallons of water every single year just to maintain continuity and maintain cooling system. They already said that. Now they're saying now these things are going to use billions and billions of dollars worth of electricity every single year. Well, how are they going to cash flow this? It's exactly what we're discussing here. It says, the fourth industrial revolution, the latest mantra is artificial intelligence. Free advice, though, could really be cost warning in disguise. Granted, there's a lot of poverty in the richest nations. However, we're seeing now this massive boom in the United States with AI. They said these data centers have been added to the menu. Somewhat recently shared a map of looming AI data centers across the world. It's reminded me of how tumors spread. The fact that big data has targeted rural America for the latest data centers is no surprise. We have lots of available lands to grab thanks to the legacy of settler colonialism and people coming in and now buying up old property. This happened here down in Florida. We've got all this old land in Florida, usually it's old ag property, cattle property, orange grove property, that's now third and fourth generation, and the families don't want anything to do with it. They want to sell it off. We've had it here now locally in Auburndale. You've had old orange groves farms. They're third, fourth, fifth generation. They don't know what to do with it. It's raw property. Developers come in, offer these big numbers, come in and say, okay, this is what? We're going to give you all this money for it. They sell it. They hyperdevelop it. They ruin the community. They won't. They're not forced to put any money in infrastructure. No infrastructure in the water systems. No infrastructure in the roadways. No infrastructure in anything. They ruin everything. Then they come out, oh, we've made all this money on it. Well, congratulations. You ruined another town. Well, this is what they're doing now with these data centers. They're coming in now, these small data centers, buying the acres, you know, 500, 600, 700 acres for pennies on the dollar, and then putting this massive data center. Now, it's interesting because I clicked on the AI data center program, and yeah, you can pull it up right here on the map. There's one right down in Winter Haven that's already been basically developed here, and there's another big one that's going on in Lakeland. This one's in downtown Winter Haven, which is odd. So I was going and looking at it here. You can look on the map. Where's the map? Right here, down in Main Street. Right in the middle of Main Street, they have one here that they're putting in. And I, this is what they do. It says a 225 PS5 floored load. All these, I don't know what all this means on some of this stuff. N+1 UPS systems and N1 generator plants, underground and protected fuel tanks, 480 volt, 4,000 amp service from Tampa Electric.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. Let's stop for 1 second here. You see what it says? Underground protected fuel tanks. You know how difficult it is to put an underground fuel tank in Florida because of EPA?
Correct.
And the permits that you have to go through. I mean, unbelievable. And, you know, and so the part about all this is not – the AI data centers are not what you think they are. They're not. This is about full subjugation of the population of the United States. This is to monitor you and control every thought of your mind and everything that you put out on the internet all of the time. This is the Chinese credit store on steroids, is what this is. And what they want to do is they want to be able to control you based upon your algorithms that you put out to make sure that you're a good little peon slave. This goes right back to Genesis chapter 6. This is why we're not going to have a nuclear war. Let me say it again. They're not going to do this. When Satan set up pyramids, if you want to call it, basically where he was having his sacrificial research done with killing human beings, and they had them all over the world, thousands and thousands of them, in my opinion, they were being used as an energy generator. That's why a lot of times they were built on top of magnetic ley lines. And remember, when you put a pyramid on top of a water supply, when water starts moving more than 200 meters per second, it changes its complete physiology. It changes. It starts glowing blue, okay? It starts putting out an energy field. That's what they were using to control the energy around the planet, which basically was allowing them to entrain brain waves and cause people to do certain things. And basically every thought was evil all of the time. That's what I believe they were doing with the pyramids. Now, what happened is God saw this. God said, you know, I don't like this. We got Noah and the flood going on. And God says, I tell you what, we're going to flush the planet and start over again because Lucifer has broken his rules of engagement. We cover all of this in Angel Wars. And what ends up happening is we have a situation in which the entire planet is flooded. The continents are pulled apart because the United States and Europe used to be connected. They're pulled apart. And all of these systems that were set in place to work as far as to train people's brains and enslave people with evil thoughts were destroyed. Now, God himself, God the Father, had to step in. Of course, it could have been Jesus could have done it too, because, you know, Jesus created the heavens and the earth. But the crazy thing about all of this stuff is when we stop and we look at this, we say, wait a minute, God was so adamant against this that he was willing to destroy the population of the planet, because at that time, the population of the planet was no longer human. They had been basically infiltrated with Nephilim DNA, or they had been injected with an mRNA shot. I just said that, Austin.
Yep.
You think this technology is new? And this is all old stuff. This is all old ancient angel stuff.
Look at this for a second.
Well, no, let me finish this. And so what happens is, so when we say we're going to have we have to invade Iran because they're going to nuke us. That's complete and total crap.
Oh, man. No, they're not even playing that anymore. Now we have to invade Iran because they're basically allegedly killing protesters.
Well, the reason, you know what, so you know what, you know,
I love that one.
You know what makes me want to puke, okay? Is we know that Mossad and all these people are all around, all the city. The guy from Turkey said that it's Mossad.
Executing Palestinians.
No, Mossad is in Iran.
Oh, no, I'm talking about that. But we've watched them execute Palestinians.
Right. But that's okay.
But it's okay.
Because Israel.
Right.
You know, but Iran, if they have a national problem that's basically being caused by Mossad, we have to now go in and completely destroy the country of Iran and subjugate them. Because they killed a few hundred protesters. If they even killed a few hundred protesters, all of this could be wag the dog.
We have to spread democracy.
Yeah.
Remember, we got to spread democracy.
Well, we got to get that central bank.
Yeah, we have to kill you for your protection.
And he told China this. He told him by this morning. He struck him out with an executive order this morning. He said, from now on, 25% tariff against anybody. That Chinese market, he's putting fire. First of all, let's stop for 1 second. You know, you go buy a new Super Duty truck, okay? It's almost $90,000 for a high country with a diesel or more. Many of those parts are made in China.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the dealers have been saying we've had to have massive price increases because of all the tariffs on China.
And electronic parts, yeah.
Well, now, we're going to have another 25% increase in tariffs on China. Okay, is this going to help the situation with Iran?
Zero.
No, China doesn't care about, you know, they're so big, they don't care. You know, the problem is it's going to cause more and more and more damage to the United States. The only reason, I almost said a bad word, I'm not going to say it. We had to censor the one yesterday. Here's the thing. The only reason that we do what we do, because we spend $1 trillion on our military, we got the biggest military in the world, and we probably have a super soldier program that's undisclosed. We have all of this stuff available to us at the drop of a hat, and everybody is scared poopless out of us, about us. They're scared of us, okay? You know, you got a guy walking around who's like 8 feet tall, and he's got a big baseball bat that's like 8 feet long
with spikes nailed through it.
And you're sitting there without any kind of weaponry. You're probably like, probably need to get out of here.
Yeah.
If you got any kind of brand. You can't do David and Goliath, right? You don't want to do that because you don't have God on your side on that kind of stuff. So you sit there. Well, you may have God on your side. I can't say you don't, but you might. But the point is, it's probably best to avoid those situations.
Best to just avoid it.
So that's what everybody's doing now. And now we have a congressman has basically set up a resolution now in Congress for us to invade Greenland. You're like, wait a minute, really? Well, yeah, well, we got that big stick with the spikes in it. So Greenland's like, they're like 50,000 people going, why don't you just leave us alone? We have to have this as a defense against Russia and China. Wait a minute. We've not needed this as a defense against Russia and China from a strategic standpoint for the past 100 years. Why do we need it now? But it's so funny because Trump now is exposing the agenda of the New World Order. Remember, he was listed as the chaos president. If you look at that Illuminati card deck, you go back to that. They said we're going to have a chaos agent.
Remember that? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Years back.
You know, and so they're saying that represented Trump. Trump is causing all of this chaos, and now it's just nobody knows what to do because there's so many different fronts in which he's basically going after everything that we ever thought sacred. And, you know, I understand they had to use Joe Biden in Austin, who was complete and totally senile, to set it up.
Yeah.
But then you got to ask yourself a question. Who's benefiting and who set it up and why are they doing this? And then you realize it's the international banking community, the Sabbatean Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan that has done all of this to all of us all of the time.
Well, so they've been thrown out of 108 countries. I mean, look at what they've done with that BBB. The BBB bill is what funded all this AI infrastructure. I mean, look at this map on camera 4. These are all AI data. This is a giant data center map. It's all interactive, too. It's listed online. You go in, and what's crazy, like, you look at stuff like this, right? So you see this cluster around Dallas and Fort Worth. Well, start looking at these outliers. You got data centers out here in the middle of nowhere. I mean, nowhere.
Well, they have to complete the grid.
Exactly.
You can see it exactly.
It's on a cluster grid. I mean, they've even put one out in Bermuda.
Okay,
Bermuda.
Okay, it's like they have to finish. It's a net.
Yeah,
it's a control net. It's a control net that is basically running off of chemtrails. They are spraying us so heavy here again, Austin. It is unbelievable how much aluminum barium we're getting in the air now, and because this allows better electroconductivity in the atmosphere. That's why they do it. Because remember, like water, distilled water won't conduct electricity because there's no electrolytes. You can put electrical probes in distilled water and it won't light up a light bulb. It won't do it because it won't conduct. You put electrolytes in the water like salt in it. Now it works great. The same thing with the atmosphere. You've got to have electrolytes in the atmosphere to allow this stuff to complete the grid. I mean, this is unreal what they've done. And what they have to do, they have to finish putting the net over us. This is why they will never destroy this. This costs trillions of dollars.
They just put one down in Fort Meade. That's why they're doing this in these really rural areas because they have the ability to buy up the infrastructure super cheap. The big one in Lakeland, that's the Coligix one. That's the one that's already in, and they're planning on putting apparently another one over in Lakeland too. But what's crazy about this, when you start digging these things up, you realize the cost of these buildings, the cost of the infrastructure, the cost of the electric, the cost of the maintenance isn't sustainable unless these things are producing an enormous amount of money. And so far, they're not cash flowing.
Who's paying for these things?
That's my point. Right now, see, remember, what happened was, and people don't realize this, Ford and GM started to actually base their financials off federal subsidies with the EVs. They did that. They started looking at it saying, we're about to make billions upon billions of dollars in federal grants to produce these EVs. We're going to get all these kickbacks, all these subsidies, because Elon Musk did it. Look what they did to Tesla. Another $500 million grant, another $1 billion grant, another $1 billion grant. So all these companies said, oh, we're going to jump on the bandwagon, and they did. The problem is they didn't realize Tesla was a small niche item that only basically made money in EVs and would have never cash flowed by itself. Tesla never would have stayed without federal subsidies.
Piece of garbage.
Well, then Ford thought, hey, you know what? We've got long-standing Ford Motor Company. We've got a good base. We're going to give everybody a complete and total piece of crap electric F-150 that gets 80-mile range with a trailer. And it's going to be $90,000. And everybody's going to love it. Everybody hated it. Even with the subsidies, everybody hated it. And now all of a sudden the subsidies dried up. They went, oh, we lost $5.8 billion. GM comes out yesterday, I told you. We lost $6 billion in the EV sector. Well, how are these AI data centers going to cash flow? There's no possible way they're going to cash flow the amount of money they're doing here. But unless you're giving federal subsidies again, then you ask yourself a question. Why are we giving them all these federal subsidies? The banker boys know what the end game is as far as that.
Well, what they have to do is everything has to be sacrificed for the AI.
Yeah.
The artificial intelligence, which is basically like a D-Wave computer that connects into another dimension, basically allowing Lucifer to come omnipresent.
Well, that's what some of the developers have said. Well, you guys, you're just going to have to make sacrifice on your electric bill. You guys are going to have to turn your AC up to 80. You have to turn your lights off at 6 p.m. at night. You have to unplug your freezers at night. Just, you know, if you want to keep your electric bill down, it's for the AI. We're doing it for the AI, guys. Don't you want to do it for the AI? That, and that's how they're acting now on it. We basically have to sacrifice our entire lifestyle to keep AI afloat.
You remember Klaus Schwab?
Ever seen CyberZine?
Remember Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum? He's running around in a wedding gown, you know, on the shores of Lake Geneva, looking like an unbelievably transvestite pervert, which is probably what he is. And he says, by 2030, you'll own nothing. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, the only way you'll be happy owning nothing is your brain's being controlled.
That's a fact.
They're going to. They've already sacrificed the EV market for the AI data centers. They've already sacrificed solar.
They had to pick one.
They've sacrificed solar panels because of the silver that's required for the AI data centers.
There's only so much physical metal.
Yeah.
And reserves it in the ground. You can only use so much of it.
Well, I think silver opened at 93 yesterday in the Shanghai market. Oh, yeah. I mean, so it's 93 an ounce for a little thing, a little. It's like a quarter, like it used to be, a little like half dollar, Kennedy half dollar.
It's floating on continuous contracts at 88 right now. I mean, that's U.S.
And if you try to go in there and buy 5 tons of it, you won't get it. It doesn't exist.
And you're not getting 88 an ounce.
It's like gold. If you try to buy a monster box of gold, not available. That's 500 rounds, ounces. Can't get it. But who has 500? Who has the ability to buy 500 ounces of gold? That's a lot of gold.
Well, banks, they basically, big investors do. The problem is you can't get it in physical. They'll give you a bill of sale. We owe you 500 ounces of gold. Here's a paper
because
certificate.
Remember, silver is a great conductant. It is. Okay, gold is better.
Better, but it's unbelievably expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, well, silver just got unbelievably expensive. Now, you know how much audio cables are going to go up now because of the cost of this? A lot of times, the audio cables were actually plated in gold.
In gold. HDMIs and stuff. Oh, yeah. And the amount of material, like I said, these AI data centers are absorbing. Mm-hmm. And you got to think now, on a sliding scale, these AI data centers are getting more expensive by the month because these metals.
But remember, it took God Almighty to turn off the AI last time with the flood, the second flood with Noah. And it's going to take God Almighty or the second coming of Jesus to turn the stuff off.
See, you think they had that technology back then?
I know they did. Yeah, yeah.
You think it was the same platform, just a different scale, more earthy?
They're using the pyramids.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what they were doing. That's how they built the whole system the last time. But they still had the same type of technology. I mean, the fallen angels,
That's true.
This whole injection of the mRNA vaccine, this was all off-world technology, bud. That's all this was. This wasn't something we didn't have some, you know, we didn't have Dr. Charles Lieber at our laboratory from Harvard one day going, I wonder how I could make this happen, with his father worked with the Aegis satellite systems and was involved directly with Roswell. This all this stuff is off-world technology that they're giving us. That's what I told you the other day. Said it to you yesterday. We're 500 years ahead right now of where we've told people we are as far from a technological standpoint. So when they say, I remember Dr. Deagle used to say they've taken humans now and they've put this type of DNA in there from other animals to make them jump real far and jump real high. And he said, and now whether or not he was accurate or not when he was saying all this, I don't know. But all I know is that technology is available. And you see that in that last Bourne.
Yeah,
he starts talking about how they changed the mitochondrial uptake.
By 1.5% is all the change.
Yeah, and now he's super strong, super fast, and super smart.
You got to get winded. Remember that? He says your endurance is off the charts.
Yeah, because if everyone
built a tweet.
Yeah, but see, but they had to have a big test sample so that we had let's inject 5 billion people, see what happens. And see, the thing you got to realize, and this is my opinion, I don't believe for one second that these different shots were all the same shots. I believe they had different test groups that were being given different shots that were giving different results from a laboratory standpoint on what's going to happen. How many people is this going to kill? How many people is this going to kill? How many people is this going to kill? What's going to happen to these people 5 years down the road? Let's do the data uptake. They need all of this stuff to basically fine tune and tweak these things. I mean, nothing comes to market within a year, 6 months, like these shots did. They had been around for 20 years. DARPA had worked with them in their super soldier program 25 years ago.
I've told people about this. Me and Doug talked about it. How bad is my batch? There's numerous websites online now where you can actually type in your batch number that you have on the paperwork from the COVID vaccine. Yep. You type in your batch, and it will show you the adverse events. Now, here's the crazy part about it. Some of the batches have virtually almost no side effects.
They're probably placebos.
Some batches have enormous side effects with a high rate of death. They're completely different. That's impossible from a scientific standpoint. There's no way you produce the exact same product and have different batch numbers with the exact same formula and have completely statistically different outcomes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. It's impossible. You're not going to have one batch that's, we had two people, their shoulders are sore. Nobody else had any side effects out of 5,000. We had another batch for 5,000. 85% of them were hospitalized and 10% of them died. What? They're not saying.
Giant beta test. And by the way, day 1,419, the Russia-Ukraine war has exceeded the amount of time it took Russia to defeat Germany. And World War II. No, we're talking, it's pushing, 3, 4, 5 years now.
We're talking artillery and MG-42 machine guns. Yep. This old school stuff. We got the newest technology in the world with drone systems, satellites, space-based weapon platforms, and this thing's still ongoing. The sad part about this is, I think everybody's realized now, this has turned into another massive bloodshed, intentional, sacrificial war. That's all it is. They're wasting bodies. They're wasting bodies is all they're doing.
That unbelievable weirdo Winston Churchill. He's a weirdo, by the way. For you people in England who like him, you need to do some research on him. He was a druid. He's all about it. They found all kinds of bodies and skeletons under his doggone apartment in London. I mean, this guy was a weirdo. And I personally believe, and a lot of other people believe, that when he had Dresden bombed in February of 1945, Germany was already on its knees. The war was over with. That basically he did it as a blood ritual sacrifice. And I remember there's this one woman online. I'm not going to give her name. I'm not going to promote her. She's a hardcore Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan, nutbag is what she is. And she's talking about how every so often they have to do blood sacrifices. And they'll even use their own people to blood sacrifice for human beings. You know, last night I was watching that one crazy movie, Gangs of New York. Don't watch it. It's got some really rough stuff in it.
That's a good movie.
It's an adult film. Don't be letting your kids ever watch that.
It shows you the barbarism of the United States was still so violent.
He goes, we need a hanging.
Yeah.
And they just pick 4 people randomly off the street to hang. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And they're interviewing these guys as they're hanging them. I've never done anything wrong. I'm being hung. You know, I'm like,
barbarism, bro. Yeah. That's what it was back then. It was rough.
Just to show the people they had to listen or they're going to be hung for no reason. They didn't show a trial. They just picked 4 souls off the street and hung them. And you think to yourself, this is crazy. You know, and then when he sees that he can't control it, civilization is crumbling. You can't go around killing people all the time. You know, and then they were conscripting people coming off the ships from Ireland.
Now, that was accurate in that film.
Directly into the doggone,
That's why the Civil War turned into a war of attrition. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of it was not fought by U.S. soldiers from the North. Mm-hmm. It was all Hessians, it was Germans, it was Irish. They were getting off the boat. You got 3 square meals, a place to sleep, rifle, and a uniform.
And they were taking the caskets off the boat as they're putting the new soldiers on the boat. You're like, that's
good for morale.
That's pretty ominous. How about I just don't get in the casket? We're good. And then there's a whole card about it. Oh, by the way, Chase topics. Entered new era. SK Hynix to build 13 billion memory plant as Nvidia CEO says AI demand is soaring.
There you go.
You know, just human beings are basically lazy. And if AI will do everything for them, they'll sit back and let them do it. You see this with college students. Oh, AI will write my paper. I don't have to write a paper. It takes too much time, too much work. Let's go to my brain atrophy.
Some
more.
It's going to be our own demise, though, man. Because, I mean, you're watching now the layoffs now, all these companies. What was that
one movie where the guy got put in a cryo chamber, woke up like 500 years later, and everybody's unbelievably stupid?
Idiocracy?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's a spoof movie. It's a comedy. Yeah. But it's becoming entirely too ominously real now.
Well, and the guy was a dummy.
Oh,
he comes out being the smartest guy around.
He's like this brilliant individual who's walking around. He's like, gosh, it was so dumb. And it's funny, they got the one scene, the guy who's obese, he's sitting on the couch. He's got this like 500-inch screen TV. He's got all this junk food in front of him. He's got like 8 pictures. He's watching all these different shows, stimulating all these different commercials, shoving food down his mouth. That's golly.
The Bible says that Satan comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. When it says that, it's not a hyperbole. It's real. That's what he does. And you have to understand, we've got to keep our hearts and minds in Christ all the days of our life. We've always got to put Jesus first. We've always got to put our actions first. Now, we're not perfect, okay? That's what grace is for. Grace is sufficient for all of us. But the Bible says, should we continue to willfully sin after we receive the knowledge of the truth? It says, by no means we died to sin. How can we live it any longer? But that doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. But the point is, we have to stand against this. We have to stand against the tyranny. We have to say, no, we're not going to do this. No, I'm not going to go quietly down the night and walk down the hallway of senile dementia on statin drugs. No. How about no, I'm not going to do that? How about I'm going to go and take my supplements every single day of my life, and I'm going to fight the good fight as long as I possibly can to try to tell as many people as I possibly can how good God the Creator is, how good Jesus is, how great the Holy Spirit is, how great God the Father is. And we can be in church and basically worshiping Him and thanking Him for all the days of our lives and not fall into the dark side. How about I'm going to do that all the days of my life?
I hate being right about stuff all the time. But this is a big deal. I told you guys, stop supporting Amazon. Nobody listens to me. I told you guys Amazon's a global retail monopoly. Nobody listens to me. I told you guys to go directly to companies. Nobody listens to me.
I listen to you, Austin.
You listen to me. A lot of people didn't listen to me. It still aggravates the crap out of me. I go place some people. You go to somebody's house, they got 8 Amazon packs on the front. Oh, they just got delivered again this afternoon because Amazon's my greatest ally. I order everything from Amazon. I'm like, dude, you sound so gay right now. Like that was
pretty gay.
No, it's pretty gay. No, I hear people say, all the Amazon, I do everything from Amazon. Well, guess what, guys? Amazon's completely ditching the United States Postal Service now.
We covered that yesterday.
Listen to this, though. 3 decades of working together, Amazon is ending its delivery relationship with the United States Postal Service. We had the United States government use the Postal Service to subsidize Amazon shipping on Sundays. They gave them the cheapest rates, cheaper than I could even contract. They delivered on Sundays that I couldn't even get done. And I pitched a fit about it with my local post office. I said, why is Amazon getting delivered on Sunday and I can't?
The Postal Service lost $9.5 billion in last year delivering Amazon products. Is one of the primary reasons that happened.
This is what I'm going to cover here.
They delivered Amazon below cost, and we subsidized them.
Analysts estimate that as many as 100,000 jobs connected directly or indirectly to Amazon shipping volume will be affected across postal operations, transportation, and contract delivery services. For USPS, losing Amazon removes a key revenue source to help offset long-term decline in traditional mail. Without this income, the agency is going to be forced to accelerate cost-cutting, restructure routes, and reduce staffing through attrition and reorganization. Oh, kind of like Amazon used up the Postal Service and tossed them to the wind? Kind of like they do their employees? Kind of like they're going to do their customers? Kind of like that's their entire mantra that they do? They use up everything around them and discard it when they're done with it? Stop supporting a global retail monopoly and buy direct from the companies you like. They're already available. Go to them, click the button, and stop giving your money to Amazon. That's the end of my rant.
Wow, that's intense.
Well, I'm done with it. I'm over it. People have no idea what's happening right now.
No, I mean, you say, Austin just frightened me. And I know his veins are sticking out in his neck. I got that, okay? But he doesn't mean it bad. What he means is, like, don't support Amazon and global retail monopolies.
Like, don't support Starbucks. Don't support companies that are diametrically opposed to your view. If you have a company that hates firearms, they hate God Almighty, they hate freedom, they hate straight people, I'm going to go get my money to Starbucks because I like to have a little $30 coffee in my hand so I look really gay. Like, stop it. Just stop it. Thank you, guys.
Oh, we've had a show today.
I've on one. Thank you guys for support. HealthMasters.com. Thank you for supporting a company that supports you. If you need us, call us. We answer the phone and we answer emails. If you need anything, we're here to help you guys out. Have a fantastic evening, my friends. I love y'all and I appreciate y'all.
Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support. Thanks for getting you. We've tried to produce the highest, and we do produce the highest quality stuff in the world. Just thank you for supporting us and sending us all the emails and giving us all the support and giving us all these great reviews.
The reviews are great. Thank you. Thank you for them. I appreciate them sincerely. I really do.
And keep your hearts and minds in Jesus all the days of your life. We love you guys.